Email us at talkstarradio.com. And now, from Washington, the Inside Scoop. All the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. Today is a very special edition of news the government does not want you to hear. Surely the government does not want you to know that the United States Ambassador to Italy under George W. Bush and Ambassador to Australia under George Bush Sr. is a man who ran a number of what he called teenage drug rehabilitation facilities and which its inmates call torture camps, concentration camps, abuse. It's really an extraordinary story, particularly since this man and his conduct, that, by the way, of him and his wife, Betty Sembler, was well known to officials, both in our government and in Congress, at the time he was appointed ambassador by George W. Bush and approved by the Senate. It sounds too incredible to be true. Here's a man who should be in jail for life, from what I understand happened at these facilities, and I guarantee you, in the next 2 hours, you will be hearing from survivor after survivor. There are some 12,000 teenage American kids that went through these facilities, and they're just starting to speak out. In fact, many of them have been speaking out for some time, but have not been heard. This is the first time, in fact, that Mel and Betty Sembler's facilities, called Straight Inc., are being talked about on radio. And the scandal is widespread. It is scandalous that this happened. It is scandalous that this continues to happen. And it is perhaps even more scandalous that a man who caused these horrible things to happen would be appointed ambassador to Italy. In fact, your taxpayer money is also going to building a building in Rome in Mel Sembler's honor. So who is Mel Sembler? What did he do? And why am I so incensed about this? Well, let me tell you something. I did a show, the first show that I'm aware ever on radio on this subject, last Thursday. And I have to admit, it sounded too horrible to be true, but I trusted the reporter John Gorenfeld, who came and reported on this, and I looked into some of the things he had, and everything checked out. And so I did the show on Thursday, and the calls, and the emails, and the comments on the blog came in, one right after the other. As we are now, the lines are already full, folks. And I haven't even started the show. I haven't even given out the phone number yet, which is 877-528-TALK. But you can't call in at this moment because the lines are full. And they're full with survivors, kids, American kids, who were put in these facilities almost always against their own will. Many of them didn't even have drug problems, but were put in these facilities, tried to be scared straight, but instead they were abused, tortured, beaten. Frankly, I don't know that I can discuss all of the allegations in the next 2 hours, but I'm going to give it a try. Let me start by reading some comments on my blog, and then I've got three survivors online, and then I'll introduce you to the reporter who did so much yeoman's work in helping to break this story, John Gorenfeld. First, let's go right to the comments from the survivors. This is Mark, who writes in on the blog. You can follow along. By the way, some of these are from last Thursday's blog. He writes, I was a victim of Mel Sembler's teen torture camp, Straight Inc., in St. Petersburg, Florida, during the early 1980s. I was routinely abused, denied food, water, sleep, and use of bathroom facilities. I was subjected to physical, mental, and emotional abuse, often directed by executive staff members, as well as peer staff, staff members who were graduates of the program. Mel Sembler knew of and approved of the use of these methods. He's a criminal who's profited from the pain and abuse of thousands of children, and has participated in defrauding parents of millions of dollars. Friends, this is not your ordinary Bush crony. This is not Mike Brown, who only was completely incompetent as New Orleans was deluged. This is a man who, from every indication I've seen, needs to be in jail for a long time, and yet Bush has appointed him as ambassador to Italy. One of the things Mark points out is something we heard a lot on Thursday, the peer staff. They were teens torturing teens. Teens told they had to torture other teens or they themselves would get in trouble. Frankly, it's a lot like that famous book, William Golding's Lord of the Flies, where kids ran their own torture society. One more comment and then I've got to go to the lines. They're full up with people who want to talk on this. This is a comment from someone who writes anonymously. Anon writes, I'm glad this story is finally getting the recognition it deserves. Mel Sembler and everything he stands for needs to be finally brought out into the light. I am another survivor of Strait who is haunted by nightmares to this day of what happened there. I witnessed others tortured in there along with my own torment. I was starved, denied sleep, over-exercised, experienced in-your-face drilling, no release date ever revealed. He compares the situation to Abu Ghraib, or Al-Qaeda, and says, thank you, Mark Levine, for caring enough to air this long but thankfully not forgotten chapter of this ever-growing warped Republican scandal. Thank you again to John Gorenfeld for stepping up to the plate and getting the truth out. One more comment from the blog. This is from Samantha. Samantha Monroe. She writes, I was a victim of Strait Inc. in Sarasota, Florida. I wish I could call in tonight, but I have to work. If I could have called in, I would have said these abuses have not stopped. There is no regulation of these types of maltreatment centers. The directors need only grease the palms of the Republicans, and they are protected. She goes on to say that Oprah did a story on Strait in the 80s, and there's numbers jumped. And she holds the state of Florida responsible for a torture camp that she calls an American gulag. We'll be back with callers from these camps, survivors of the abuse of our Ambassador Mel Sembler, right after the break. Stay tuned.
Is life moving too fast? If you're self-employed or a small business owner, you have no choice but to move as fast as you can. Sometimes you move so fast you don't take a close look at life's details. When was the last time you looked at your health insurance? If you don't have health insurance or if you have the wrong coverage, serious medical bills could mount up. That's where the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company comes in. We provide affordable health insurance for the self-employed and small business owners. If you don't have health insurance, call us. If you have coverage, call anyway. See if we can give you better coverage at a better price. Stay on track for affordable health insurance designed specifically for the self-employed and small business owners.
Call 877-735-6460. That's 877-735-6460. Home office located in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states and benefits may vary by state. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance. Call 877-735-6460 for details.
A pop quiz for parents with second grade teacher Mrs. Rich.
Today's quiz will be a multiple choice. Number one, the last time I watched TV was A, last night, B, last week, or C, last month. Number two, the last time I saw a movie was A, last night, B, last week, or C, last month. Number three, the last time I watched pro sports was A, last night, B, last week, or C, last month. And one more question, pass or fail. The last time I visited my child's school was A, last night, B, last week, C, last month, or D, none of the above.
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school and know about your kid. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I know it sounds too incredible to be true. I myself couldn't believe the scope of this thing until I did a show last Thursday and people called and they wrote. Already we have Holding Ray from Tampa, Chris from Ohio, and William from Midland, Virginia, survivors of Strait Inc. And it is hard to believe that this man who conducted what seems to be a series of torture camps, prison camps, claiming to be drug rehab centers, could grease a few palms of the Bush campaign and be appointed as ambassador to Australia or Italy, but it is true. And the person who's probably done the most, no, I don't want to say done the most, because there have been so many people, but the person who's done a lot of good work exposing this is John Gorenfeld, reporter out in California. John, welcome back to the Inside Scoop.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming back. Tell me something. In the last few days, this story's gotten a lot of press all over, what, the Internet, my show? Have you heard from a lot of people on this?
Yeah, well, it's just starting to get going. We got started on Thursday, and I think we were both completely floored by some of the stories that we heard from people calling in.
It's true.
You know, you talked about Lord of the Flies. At least the humiliation and horror of Lord of the Flies was free. This is something where they charge parents $12,000 a year for something that included rape rooms, things you couldn't do to your kid in your own basement.
I mean, after all, we invaded Iraq for torture, at least we claim to, but it sounds like it was happening under our own nose by an official that was later ambassador from the United States. I want to talk to you a lot, John. We have 2 hours. A lot of people, though, are already trying to call in. The lines are already full. Let me stop talking and get right to one of the victims of Straight Inc., Ray from Tampa. Ray, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hi, Mark. How are you guys? Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. My name is Richard Bradbury. I'm from Tampa, Florida. I am a former Straight client. I'm a former Straight staff member, a paid staff member of Straight. And I've been involved with this for, this year makes 20 years as an activist, and I was in Straight from 1983 through 1985. When I resigned my staff position there. For the viewers that are tuning in tonight, I know you have a much larger audience than you did on Thursday night tonight. Straight, just to give you some background on it, was a national-level organization that had centers across the country, had approximately 12. And this was an organization that was endorsed, supported, operated, I mean, with the blessing of the Republican Party, and with you know, the President of the United States involved with this.
Well, now, Ray, give us specifics, because I got to tell you, we have listeners of all political stripes that listen to the show. A lot of them are going to say, well, this is Mark Levine, and he used to work for the Democrats, and so give us specifics of how the Republicans were involved in Straight.
The founder of Straight, Melvin Sembler, he's a Republican. He's donated a lot of money to the Republican Party, and not only has he donated it, he's raised a lot of money. He was the chairman of the Republican National Finance Committee. He's been appointed ambassador by the first President Bush to Australia back in the early 90s, and then he was appointed ambassador to Italy. I mean, the Republicans, when you walked into Straight, I'll speed it up so everybody gets a chance. When you would walk into the door at Straight, on the wall, you know, Nancy Reagan had visited Straight. Her picture's on the wall at every Straight facility. You walk in, there's Princess Diana. They got her to visit Straight. And, you know, you walk in the wall, and there's George Bush's picture, a senior, on the wall. I mean, it was a Republican-sponsored thing. It was back. And just so you know, so your listeners know, I'm not registered as a Democrat or Republican. In fact, this could be another show, but I've never voted. I've been an activist for the last 20 years, and the thing is to educate people about what happened to these kids. For example, John Gornfield was talking in his report about a boy named Bradley Martin, who was spat on and called a faggot, and who, it's a death row case out of Pennsylvania. This young man was in Straight between about 1988 and about 1990. Prior to being in Straight, and you got to have a little bit of history on this young man to understand this case and appreciate it. You know, he had been molested by a relative, a very close family member who ended up going to prison. Well, Bradley started to exhibit problems after being molested by this family, a very close family member. So the parents put him in Straight. They had no idea what the problem was. Well, part of Straight is confessing and breaking down these kids, and I'll explain that as quickly as I can. But Bradley stood up during one of these confessionals and confessed that, you know, this relative molested him. Well, the very first thing they did to Bradley is they called him a fag and a faggot. He talked
this
about man,
this,
it.
This child had been molested.
Yes, that's what
the people who ran the program called him a fag.
Yes, in front. Well, see, the very same experience happened to me is being called a fag, and it happened to. I mean, you've got callers online. We could be on here all night long having people come on and talk about this is the MO, the mode of operation for this place. Right in front of me now, I have the court opinion by Judge Robert Abay from Lebanon County, Pennsylvania, where it talks about. See, what happened was after Straight, Bradley went out. Bradley turned 18, and he was able to leave Straight. That's how he got out. He escaped a few times, but every time he came back, and he was brought back, shall I say. And Bradley, at age 18, signed himself out, got out of Straight, and he committed a very, very heinous crime after Straight. He murdered a gay lover, an older man, who was in his 60s or 70s, and Bradley ended up being placed on death row for this crime. Well, there was some appeal. Oh, and by the way, Tom Ridge, who was the governor of Pennsylvania, Republican, signed a death warrant for Bradley Martin around August of 2000, if my recollection serves me correctly. So here's this Republican, Melvin Sembler, that runs Straight. Here's these Republicans supporting Straight, the President of the United States. And here's a Republican now signing this young man's death warrant.
Richard, I want to break it down because you go. I know you know these facts very well, and you've mentioned a lot of them. Let's just break it down here. So you have this kid who was in Strait against his will because he, of course, not his fault, was molested by a relative. He goes into Strait. He spat on. He's called a faggot. Now, of course, you know, no one likes to be spit on or called names, but I've used the word torture. So many people have here. I assume what goes on in Strait is worse than being spat on and called names. Is that fair, Richard?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Yeah, give me some examples of some of the...
I can read a part of the court ruling, which is public record.
Okay.
This is the judge's opinion on why Mr. Martin should have a new sentencing phase. Right now, he has no sentence. His death sentence was overturned,
right,
and they're going to have a new entire hearing, a trial on a new sentencing phase for this young man.
Briefly read from what happened to Bradley.
On page 56 of the judge's opinion, while at a host home, the upper phase patients, not the host parents, were in charge of the household, and the lower phase patients, the first stage patients, had to ask permission to eat and utilize the bathroom. And if the upper phase patients refused, then the first stage patients did not eat or utilize the bathroom. In the section that deals with Bradley Martin being called a fag, when defendant refused to speak, or and this is on page 55,
okay,
they forced him to confess.
When defendant refused to speak to other patients, one of the things you talked about the other night was misbehavior. Well, what that is, let me tell you what a misbehavior is in Strait. It's a child, minor children, some are adults, but most of them are minors, 85% approximately, that does not want to sit up straight in their chair or to motivate the
How are they punished?
You're a misbehavior. And what happens is you are called a misbehavior because it's a label. It's a code word. You are targeted for more severe abuse than the others.
Give me examples of the abuse.
Pardon me?
What, give me examples of the abuse. Not being allowed to eat.
There was somebody used the word Jason, a caller the other night, used the word restraint. Well, restraint is really not restraint. It's just a code name. What restraint is where other patients, other clients, grab you, take you, they sit you on the floor, they sit on you. I mean, we're talking about one kid on one arm, one on another, one on each leg, one on your stomach. They'll spit at you. They'll yell at you. They'll take you into a timeout room. They'll take you on a war party. They'll slam your head against the wall. It doesn't matter. Kids have been knocked unconscious and had to go to the hospital. This is not a case of a rogue staff member that's gone crazy that did this to these kids. This is institutionalized and systematic child abuse, and that every child that went in there was abused. And you're saying, no, Rich, that is not possible.
And you saw it with your own eyes, Richard. Okay, I'll tell you, there's so many people that have seen this. I want to get to them as well. Richard, thank you for this. One last thing I know you were going to point out, I'll just point it out briefly, is that this child who was molested and then abused and tortured at Strait Inc. then went out and killed a gay man, and in fact the judge found that because he himself, the killer, Bradley, was tortured at Strait Inc., that's an extenuating circumstance in his own murder. Later on. It's an incredible story. We do have a lot of callers on the line, though, and we have to go to a break, unfortunately. We'll be right back with more of the Inside Scoop right after this.
Johnny Reese is a major league pitcher who has always had a talent for striking people out. Teams fell over themselves trying to recruit the young man with a menacing fastball. But baseball isn't his only talent. You see, he's also a major league hitman, a contract killer who likes his work. Reese can do more than strike you out. He can eliminate you altogether. Jack Kane, a retired New York City detective, has a talent of his own, catching bad guys. When it comes to murder investigations, Jack Kane is a big leaguer, too. For action and suspense, Squeeze Play by Jim Harrington is a grand slam. You can buy a Squeeze Play at all your favorite online booksellers. But for Talk Star Radio listeners, this is a special deal. Buy Squeeze Play now at a special discounted price and receive a signed autographed copy from the author. Buy yours now at yourmorning.com. Buy yours for the holidays today, yourmorning.com.
Truckers keep America on the move, and lots of times it's chiropractors who keep truckers going. Here's a benefits card for truckers with discounts of 30 to 50% from a network of thousands of doctors of chiropractic in cities and towns all across America. This same card provides savings up to 60% from dentists at home and on the road. For $11.95 a month for individuals and $19.95 for your whole family, besides savings on chiropractors and dentists, there are similar savings on prescriptions and optical services at home and on the road. Got to get braces for the kids? Why not save 50%. This isn't insurance. These are instant savings with no paperwork to fill out. Truckers are important to us and the whole point of truckersbenefits.com. Get online now. Go to www.truckersbenefits.com for the whole story. If you're on the road, phone home and tell them to check out truckersbenefits.com from just $11.95 per month.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop, and what an Inside Scoop we have. A network of torture camps, of prison camps for teens. They were called drug rehab centers. Their founder was Melvin Sembler and his wife Betty Sembler. They were investigated, in fact, shut down, but you give enough money to the Republican Party and you can buy respectability. My guest is John Gorenfeld, and also all the many people who were persecuted, and I think that's a fair word, in the Straight Inc. torture camps. John, how is it that Mel Sembler, how is it that his camps were shut down, and then how did he buy respectability afterwards?
Well, what we're looking at is this massive wave of lawsuits, the law cracking down on these places. These are places thousands of miles away from each other that we just heard a description of some of the abuses at one place that led to a guy possibly committing a murder. Identical abuses all over the country, 9 states, 12 clinics. One by one, they all went dark because the law caught up with them. Victims sued for huge six-figure settlements, and by 1993, they had winked out of business, although they continue today in spin-off companies.
They still continue today?
Yeah, there are a number of people who were true believers in this system that was declared illegal that is still flourishing in places like Jeb Bush's Florida. For example, a place called Safe, if I could just talk about that for a second.
Sure, go ahead.
If you go to my website, there's an amazing link to an amazing video from WAMI-TV in Florida from 2000. This is like something from a David Lynch movie. There's a clinic called Safe. This girl goes to visit her sister, who's in there for heroin addiction. This girl is completely drug-free. She goes in and is told that the whole family has to sign up. She's dragged into the back by a pack of girls and forced to submit to the strip search. And who should show up to defend all of this? And there's also some amazingly frightening footage of these people these kids forced to flap their arms in order to get the right to talk.
They have to flap their arms in order to get the right to talk.
You just see this blur of kids flapping their arms, and they're furiously, and if they're not doing that, that's considered not being motivated enough to be healing, and this goes on for hours all day.
Okay, but now back up here now, because we have to go to a break very shortly.
Yeah.
These things were all shut down, at least Straight Inc. was shut down by 93, and yet they're starting up again. Is it still Mel and Betty Sembler behind this? Who's behind this?
They definitely distanced themselves from it, although their former employees, instead of being in prison, as you might expect from this huge wave of lawlessness, instead, their former marketing directors and other officials are now running companies with different names and in the same locations many times that just sprung up instantly to replace the ones that ran into trouble with the law, places like Safe, Kids Helping Kids. And then there's some real charlatans out there empowered by these Republicans, like a guy who now calls himself a priest, Dr. Miller Newton of Florida, who has had to pay out $12 million for a whole range of abuse.
John, we've got to take another break again. I'm sorry. We'll be right back. The lines are still full, but eventually you will get in at 877-528-TALK. When we come back, I want to know if it's fair to blame Republicans for these abuses.
This is Newsbreak. A woman says she tried to blow herself up in the hotel bombings in Amman, Jordan Wednesday. She's in custody and has made a television confession. She admits she went with her Muslim husband to the Radisson Hotel, but the bomb strapped to her body failed to detonate. Tornadoes in Iowa have taken the life of an 82-year-old woman, the Twisters, ripping through an area north of Des Moines, Iowa, last evening. Damage to 45 homes is reported. A total of 9 communities were ravaged by the tornadoes, with the heaviest damage reported in the town of Woodward. National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley says President Bush did not mislead the U.S. into war in Iraq. Hadley telling CNN's Late Edition, the president made clear his decisions were based on intelligence that Hadley said, quote, reflected the best collective judgment of the intelligence community at that time. In the NFL, J.P. Losman relieving injured Kelly Holcomb and threw a couple of touchdown passes as Buffalo beat Kansas City 14-3 at Ralph Wilson Stadium. More news at USARadio.com. I'm Jack DeRate.
The following from News Broadcast Network.
Research breakthroughs have brought many new treatments, encouraging women to take a more active role in their healthcare decisions. However, barriers still exist. Helping to break down these walls, eminent oncologist and breast cancer specialist Dr. Marisa Weiss created BreastCancer.org. Lennox is supporting BreastCancer.org by donating a portion of the proceeds from specially designed gift items. For details, go to Lennox.com. I'm Val Marcel.
The Paramount Pictures film stars Orlando Bloom as a fired business executive who comes home to arrange his father's funeral and rediscovers his roots and his destiny. Cameron Crowe, whose father grew up in Kentucky, wrote and directed the film and decided to locate it in a real Kentucky community. There was some concern around Elizabethtown about how the community would be portrayed on the silver screen. Mayor David Wilmoth says the movie captures Elizabethtown's hospitality and lifestyle. This is Richard Farm.
A study from the University of Connecticut shows that eggs may not be as harmful as some people think. I'm Dr. Gabe Merkin. Most medical experts think that a person should try to restrict cholesterol to less than 250 milligrams each day, the amount in one egg. But several studies show that adding as much as 3 eggs a day to the diet of the average American doesn't raise blood cholesterol levels. Previous studies showed that eggs contain lecithin, which blocks cholesterol absorption. This study shows that adding 3 eggs a day does not raise blood levels of the bad LDL-3 to LDL-7 cholesterol fractions that cause heart disease. It raises blood levels of the large particle LDL-1 and LDL-2 fractions that are not associated with increased risk for heart attacks. Eggs may have been given an undeserved bad reputation for causing heart attacks.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. You know, of course, of Abu Ghraib. You know of Saddam Hussein's rape rooms and torture chambers. You hear of tortures that we do to Al-Qaeda prisoners. Some may be innocent, some may be guilty. But did you know that in the 80s and 90s, and apparently still today, American teens are being tortured, spat upon, sat on, denied food? One woman apparently was forced to defecate in her own trousers, something they called humble pants, by an organization called Straight Inc., whose founder, Mel Sembler, was rewarded by George W. Bush as ambassador to Italy. I've had so many calls on the line. Frankly, they've been busy the entire time. Plus, we've got at least a couple dozen emails here. Let me read to you another comment from the blog. This is from Patty. Patty writes, "Thank you. I also endured the many abuses Straight Inc. called treatment. I am forever damaged. I was tortured physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. I was violently restrained by untrained staff and other clients. I was refused 1 second of privacy. I was refused an attorney when I asked to leave. I was refused communication of any kind to my parents or anyone outside the building. I was refused medical treatment, which has left me with major long-term effects. They tortured us in so many unthinkable ways. These people experimented on us without informed consent from us. They used thought reform techniques, which closely resemble techniques used on war prisoners. Many started to believe we somehow deserved this treatment. Many did not wake up and start remembering until 15 years later. This memory repression was part of the Sembler plan. We've gone unheard of for far too long." And she goes on to say, "Thank you for having the courage to bring the Mel Sembler story into public view. Some of these programs are still open today under different names. Some have adopted the techniques Straight used and are torturing children to this very day." And we've got caller after caller who's a survivor of these programs, along with my guest, John Garnfeld, who is a reporter who helped break this story. And coming up soon, we have another guest, Dr. Arnold Triebuck, who happened to play a major role in shutting these things down, and is horrified to see they're still continuing. But first, I want to hear from another survivor. This is Chris from Ohio. Chris, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Chris, you're also a survivor of Strait?
Yes, I was in the Cincinnati branch from late October of 84 to early February of 86.
Tell me what happened.
And, I was one that was accused of having a drug problem that never did. I had never touched a drug in my life.
Okay.
And, of course, I was called a liar, and I was supposedly in denial. Of course, I was subjected to a lot of confrontation when I was initially brought in because I was in denial, and that has scarred me for life.
Well, now, your parents sent you there?
Yes.
They were, okay. I mean, were they tricked by officials saying they would heal you? Why did they send you there?
Yeah, they told my parents that I had all the symptoms of a druggie,
yeah.
That even if I wasn't using drugs, I would be soon, and classified me as a possible dry druggie, but then also told them that I might be lying as well. So, and they also scared the living daylights out of my parents, saying I'd end up dead and
yeah.
staying or in jail. And, you know, my parents were afraid because they knew there were problems going on with me that were mostly due to depression and, you know, my parents' divorce, stuff like that. And, you know, they fell for it. They were very, very vulnerable parents.
And how long were you there?
It was a grand total of 15 and a half months, and then I was 4.5 to 5 months into the aftercare, and then I was kidnapped.
You were kidnapped?
Yes. I had turned 18, and I was, like I said, in the aftercare, and I broke one of the rules that was no dating for 6 months, and I got caught for it. And Strait, again, scared the living daylights out of my parents and talked my parents into getting 3 accomplices to kidnap me and take me back to Strait against my will, and I was 18 years old.
Chris, I'm so sorry to hear that. It sounds like worse than a cult. Tell me, what were some of the abuses you saw with your own eyes there at Strait Inc.?
The restraint. I saw that all the time, and that's one of the things that scared me to death, and it scared me into compliance eventually. You know, kids, I mean, they let kids carve in their arms all day long and did nothing about it.
Kids carving into their arms with a knife?
Yes, with their own fingernails.
With their own fingernails. They were so depressed and upset by what was going on there?
Yes, and they would also be confronted and humiliated for these things instead of getting help. You know, they were ridiculed for it and treated like misbehaviors. We were also watched in the bathrooms.
Yeah.
I mean, our most private moments were on display. You know,
you were watched in the bathroom?
Yes.
When you were on the toilet, people were watching you?
Yes, we had to keep the stalls open, and the old comers would watch the newcomers. And then when you graduated, when you got off first base, then it was your job to watch the newcomers, and then they watched us in the showers. I mean,
did they tell you why they were doing all of this to you?
No, never. I mean, it was just part of the daily routine, you know. It was something we had to do, and we had absolutely no choice whatsoever or else. You know, we saw the consequences of refusing to comply. You know, being restrained or being humiliated and yelled at in the group by your peers, you know.
Chris, I want to thank you so much for calling. I could talk for you a lot longer, but I'm afraid there are other victims of Strait Inc. that have called in and want to be heard as well. But thank you very much for calling into the Inside Scoop.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We also have on the line Dr. Arnold Trebuck. Dr. Trebuck, oh, we got some bad sound there. Dr. Trebuck has played a major role in trying...
We're getting a funny sound.
We are getting a funny sound. Tell you what, Dr. Trebuck, I'm going to have my producer call you back in the break, and we'll get you on a better line, all right? We're going to do that. In the meantime, let's go... In fact, let's take that break, because I know I've got callers on the line, and I want to hear from all of you exactly what was going on in Strait Inc. and how it is that Mel and Betty Sembler, the people running this... It sounds like a torture camp to me, folks. Some of you on the blog who hadn't heard of this thought it was exceptional to call these things concentration camps. But I don't know. I mean, okay, it's not quite the Nazi Holocaust. I'll grant you that. But this is far too severe to happen in America. And for a man who ran these kinds of camps to then be appointed as ambassador is beyond believability. And if the Republican Party put him in power, it's time for them to not only say you shouldn't be ambassador to Italy, but to put these people in jail. We'll be right back with more of the Inside Scoop right after this.
The legacy of the great communicator lives on in his accomplishments and his spoken word. And now you can own a treasury of the great speeches of Ronald Wilson Reagan on DVD. We're offering 12 memorable speeches from Ronald Reagan's remarkable presidency, starting with his nomination speech all the way to his farewell to the nation in 1988. Included is his memorable speech at the Berlin Wall.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
This DVD collection in full color is the best way to remember Ronald Reagan and share his wit, charm, and the clarity of his challenge to all Americans. Order the stirring collection of Reagan speeches for just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to www.reagancollection.com.
Order online or by mail at the address reagancollection.com.
Do you sell dietary supplements?
If so, you may know that the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission regulate your sales presentations. Violation of the federal rules can lead to stiff penalties. You really must know the law. Fortunately, help is just a phone call away. Law Talk Incorporated has produced a CD series. 4-CD interviews with renowned attorney Jonathan W. Emord that explain the legal limits on sales presentations. The CD series guides you through FDA and FTC regulation, explaining the law that governs sales presentations, website content, and health claims, as well as global restrictions on supplement sales. This is a must-buy for network marketers and supplement companies alike. To obtain the CD series, call 1-888-RU-FREE-1. 1-888-RU-FREE-1. That's 1-888-783-7331. Call today.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. On the show today, we're exposing an inside scoop. How a Bush crony, who was ambassador to Italy for 4 years under Bush Jr., ambassador to Australia for 4 years under Bush Sr., ran a bunch of what he would call drug rehab centers and what the people in there would call prison camps. The lines are completely full. They will open up eventually, but in the meantime, you can comment on the blog at radioinsidescoop.com. And let me read to you from yet another survivor of Straight Inc. This is Shana. Shana writes, I was in Straight Richardson, Texas in 1987. I was 13 years old. I got up to third phase, copped out, got brought back, and misbehaved. I was abused the same as everyone else there. I would bang my own head on the floor for relief. When I left to go to a psycho ward, they counted 52 scabs on my arms for what I dug into myself with my own fingernails. I was not allowed to go to school. Many of us tried to escape what Straight has turned us into with suicide. I have a scar on my wrist that shows the everyday pain of having to live with myself. Today I keep my windows covered, my doors locked. I live in fear. Thank you for giving us a voice. There are still children in these places being abused like I was. They're not allowed to use a computer, phone, or even mail a letter to voice what is happening to them. Many of these kids don't even know they're being abused. They think it's normal. The survivors of Straight are the voices for the children that cannot speak. Thank you for your time. Thank you, Shanna, for telling us what's going on here. These so-called drug rehab centers, and I have to tell you, I support the concept of drug rehabilitation. Of course I do. I think they're far better than prisons. And yet, what do we have here? We have something that should be for a good end to help people get off the addictive scourge of drugs, and it's being used almost like a prison camp. And a real expert on all this, long before even John Garenfeld got involved, is Dr. Arnold Treibach. He is a professor emeritus at American University. In fact, he's a former head of a civil rights division, the Justice Department, back in the 1960s during the height of the civil rights era. But for the last 20 years, he's been focusing on shutting down Straight. In fact, he was influential in shutting it down in the 1990s, but knows all too well that these kinds of abuses are still continuing today. Dr. Treibach, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Thank you.
The stories that you've heard here on the radio, do any of these surprise you?
No, I'll tell you what surprises me. I thought by this time, 20 years on, the country, this wonderful country, would have said enough, we've had enough, and we've got to stop this. But what is remarkable is, you know, I feel to an extent I've been successful, but mainly I feel I've been a failure, because I know of no case where a major medical organization has taken on this issue and said it's got to stop. I know of no case, and there must have been one, where the FBI received a complaint and said, we're going to investigate these obvious violations of the kidnapping statute, violations of the civil rights laws, and we have had no congressional hearings on these things. Even though I've campaigned for such things to occur, they've not occurred. Now, we don't even have a law, which I proposed a long time ago, which would say that no person can be kept in a facility without the right, I mean, no youth, let's talk about children. No person under 18 can be kept in the facility outside of the criminal law where that youth cannot every day make a phone call to an outside advocate, to parents, to a lawyer, what have you. In other words, we have children being kept in facilities where they would have more rights to outside intervention if they were in jail. Yeah. So all of this continues, which is an amazement to me.
Dr. Treebach, who is protecting these people? Why aren't they being prosecuted?
I don't know. I've spent a lot of time talking to people on the other side, and I think the problem is that there is a belief, and this is the tough part of this, there's a belief on the part of many responsible people in this society that drugs are so dangerous that it is acceptable medical treatment to virtually destroy children who use them or who are suspected of using them. So we're not, I don't think we're against some kind of evil money-grubbing conspiracy. We're against something much tougher. The belief in the minds of millions of decent people that this is the proper way to treat children who are suspected of using drugs.
I mean, just to be clear on my own views on this matter, I firmly believe that treatment centers usually, not in this case, but usually are better than lockup. I think jail is not only more expensive, but when I think of nonviolent drug users, frankly, I think of people with a problem who need help, like a mental health disorder, not like criminals, again, nonviolent drug users, who need to be locked up. And I think treatment centers, and maybe even lockup treatment centers, may be the way to go. But then I hear what's gone on here, and frankly, it scares me about of any of these kinds of things. Dr. Treebach, what can the state do, or the federal government, either one, to regulate these drug rehab centers to make sure that they treat people properly?
I support treatment.
Okay.
There are many good treatment facilities out there, many good treatment people. And I personally have taken at least three people to locked psychiatric facilities because they were really
they needed the help.
They were hurting themselves with drugs.
Right.
I've done that.
Okay.
So I accept all of the good stuff.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that I think that what has got to occur is there must be national leadership to see to it, for example, that local FBI officers, and there are about 58 of them, I guess, around the country, go into these places and investigate kidnappings, investigate abuse, investigate false imprisonment. All of them a violation of federal law.
In addition, there ought to be
a congressional investigation to lay out what has to be done here. And it's very clear what has to be done. It must be made clear in federal law that no person can be held without the right to contact someone on the outside.
John Gornfeld, is there any evidence that because Mel Sembler and Betty Sembler gave so much money to the Republican Party, so much, in fact, they were appointed ambassador to Italy, that all this money is part of the reason for the cover-up of their criminal activity?
Yes, there is, actually. And, you know, as we know, the Semblers and other people involved in Strait gave so much money to the Republican Party with George W. Bush thanking the ambassador in 2000 for setting a new record, raising $21 million at one dinner for wealthy contributors.
$21 million?
At a single dinner.
At one dinner, Mel Sembler helped raise for Bush.
He was a real go-getter. He's one of the best, hardest-working Republican money raisers out there.
Sounds like a good reason for the FBI not to investigate.
Yeah, and we know from an investigation, earlier this hour we had Richard Bradbury who called up, this whistleblower.
Right.
He actually triggered this investigation by a health department inspector general in Florida who discovered that the Florida branch of this this facility would have been shut down probably in 1989, except that Republican politicians made phone calls warning the inspectors that who are at this site, who are discovering signs of children who are restrained and stomped upon and sent to the hospital with injuries. They found out that these people were told, look, no matter what you find, we're gonna renew the license. This guy is the, you know, this is run by somebody who's about to become ambassador to Australia. And so because of this, and the St. Petersburg Times called it a persistent foul odor lingering over this whole thing, because of this, for four more years, teenagers continued to be tortured, essentially, at this place that otherwise, if not for political influence of Republicans, would probably have been shut down in disgrace in 1989.
And now I understand that we're spending $30 million, American taxpayers, on the Mel Sembler building in Rome, a palace?
Yeah, actually, there's this 1927 palace.
That's going to honor this torturer?
Yeah, Representative C.W. Bill Young.
Tell you what, we got to take another break, but I want to hear more about this palace after the break. I know we've got other survivors of Straight on the line. We got William in Virginia, Samantha in Philadelphia. I promise I will get to you. You will tell your story on the hour. We'll be right back after this.
I'm sure you've heard the saying, when you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot in it and hang on. Margie Garrison was at the end of her rope. At the young age of 28, she was told she would be in a wheelchair in about 5 years. And then, when she just couldn't go on any longer, she met a doctor who said to her, Margie, arthritis is the easiest disease there is to cure. Now, can you imagine Margie's joy after 43 years and thousands of dollars of doctor bills and pain medications that didn't work? Learn the whole story online at healthstarproducts.com. That's H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. It's guaranteed or your money back, and you have a full year to decide. Look it up online for yourself at HealthStar, H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com, and find out if what worked for Margie Garrison will work for you.
When I do it, everything goes dark. My heart pounds, my hands shake, and I feel like a completely different person. The rush is so intense, I think everybody should do it.
Kenzie Olson is under the influence of her community theater volunteer, helping out at an after-school theater program. She helps Kenzie stay off the street and off drugs. So, share a skill, a passion, a hobby with kids in your community, and you can make a big difference. That's because kids who enjoy a regular positive activity with an adult are less likely to begin using drugs or alcohol. Find out how you can be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. On the blog, Jane writes, thank you for doing this story. I was in Straight Dallas in 1989 for 5 months. I'd smoked pot one time a year before. I was screamed at constantly, told that I was lying about everything, that I was a drug addict. I lived in fear of being stood up and confronted for God only knew what, whatever they decided to make up that day. I didn't understand what was happening, and I was too young to consider that the people running that place were crazy. I eventually came to believe that I was a drug addict. I grew to be in constant fear of being fake, prideful, of thinking of running away, which was also against the rules, of singing any songs in my heads, of looking the wrong way. I learned how to lock up all my wrong thoughts into a little box and keep them there. That place was deplorable, and how it could stay open and have spin-offs in operation even today is something I just can't even fathom. Hanging on the line is William from Midland, Virginia, also a survivor of Straight Inc. William, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air, William.
Yes.
Tell us what you saw there.
Well, pretty much it was a lot of motivating where we had to flap our arms and we weren't allowed to come out of our chair. But
what was that about, William?
To get called on, even though the staff would have the list of people they were going to call on already. So, I mean, it was a scam.
William, what was the flapping of arms about? That seems to be a theme. Everyone seems to have had to flap their arms. What was that about?
Yeah, the harder you flap them, the more chances there are that you'll get called on.
Called on?
Yeah, like your name would be called by the staff member that was sitting in the chair up front.
And if your name is called on, then what?
Well, then you stand up and you talk about yourself. And you have to say I all the time. You can't say you. You have people talk. Normally, we weren't allowed to talk that way. We had to talk a certain way. It's been a while. It's hard to remember exactly everything we had to say about ourselves. But
what were some
mainly, we had to feel ashamed. I feel guilty because I took my parents' beer bottle out of the cupboard and I drank it, and I'm so ashamed of myself. And then somebody would get called on and relate, like, they agree, that you should feel ashamed of yourself and this and that. But
well, here's some of the things that, and I think it was you that wrote on the blog. You wrote that we had to live with permanent negative side effects. No sunlight, little sleep, total vocabulary manipulation, constant humiliation, instilling a fear of death or insanity for not finishing the program. Did they say you would die if you didn't finish the program?
Well, pretty much. That was it's like a motto of the program is dead, insane, or in jail. My personal case was I was 20 when I went in, so legally speaking, it was voluntary.
Voluntary, yeah.
And my parents had been convinced before I was, of course. The preacher at the local church that they were members of had recommended that I go there. So I went in there, and they told me, well, if you don't finish this program, you're not going to be part of the family. Because they had bought the program hook, line, and sinker.
William, you write on the blog, manifestations of self-doubt, hypercritical observations, personality extortion, parent manipulation, suicide attempts, and then you write exacerbated drug use via self-medication, physical trauma, forced abortions, attempted murder, hetero and homosexual rape, all of that?
Well, that sums it all up. It doesn't give exact specific examples because some of these people probably don't want their names out there or whatever. But it pretty much sums it up.
Well, hang on. We have a lot more to go. I'm afraid we have to take another break. William, you stay on the line. We have an entire hour more to investigate Straight Inc. and why its leader became ambassador under George W. Bush. Stay tuned for the next hour.
It attacks the brain, and you might not know what hit you.
It's a stroke, and it can cripple or kill you.
If suddenly you're numb or weak on one side, limb, or face,
it could be a stroke. Get help. There's no time to waste.
It could even be a sudden, severe headache without cause.
If you wait to get help, time lost is brain lost.
Maybe it's a loved one slurring their speech or dizzy.
Call 911 and get medical help quickly.
There are even more symptoms that I did not mention.
So call or hit the web for information and prevention.
Blacks have a higher occurrence. Do you want to know more?
Call 1-888-4-STROKE or visit www.strokeassociation.org.
High blood pressure, diabetes, and obesity
all make the risk of a stroke more likely.
But remember, if it happens, do not delay.
Or disability might be the price you pay.
A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
USA.
Radio Network News. I'm Jack DeRate reporting. National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley says President Bush did not mislead the U.S. into war in Iraq. Hadley telling CNN's Late Edition the president made clear his decisions were based on intelligence that Hadley said, quote, reflected the best collective judgment of the intelligence community at that time.
This was a collective intelligence judgment. It was relied on by the prior administration, other world leaders, the Congress, the President of the United States. Turns out we were wrong.
Hadley says allegations now that the president somehow manipulated intelligence or misled the American people in a rush to war are flat wrong.
We've all focused on the WMD, but if you look at the UN Security Council resolutions that were the 17 resolutions dealt with Iraq, they were not just about weapons of mass destruction. They were also about his support for terror.
Meantime, a suspect in last week's murderous hotel bombings in Jordan has given a televised confession. Syria's state-run TV network showing a woman saying that she and her husband entered a hotel to carry out the murderous attack. Her comments were translated on Fox News.
My husband tried to blow himself and he managed to do it. He succeeded, but I didn't. I failed. I tried, but I failed.
The confession also included images of what appeared to be the bomb that failed to go off. Three bombs detonated in three hotels in Amman last week. They killed the bombers and more than 50 bystanders. USA Radio Network News.
The following from News Broadcast Network. Laptop computer expert Chad McDonald of Gateway Computers.
The new Gateway convertible notebook is a computer as traditional as most people know a notebook, with the typical keyboard input devices available. But in addition to that, we have a new innovative technology which allows customers to write directly onto the screen, just as they would onto a tablet of paper.
McDonald recommends a convertible notebook with handwriting recognition for taking notes in the field, in the classroom, or wherever a user happens to be. I'm Lee Shepard. Most people don't have an attorney, and when the need arises, it's often a stressful time. The American Bar Association has created the Lawyer Referral Network, a public service provided by state and local bar associations. More information about the ABA's Lawyer Referral Network is available at www.abanet.org/referral. I'm Lee Shepard.
Al-Qaeda has named Britain's Queen Elizabeth an enemy of Islam. Britain's Sunday Times reporting that the statement was made by Amin al-Zawahiri, a senior member of the terrorist organization. In a video message after the deadly bombings in London in July, he reportedly said that the Queen Elizabeth was ultimately responsible for what he called Britain's crusader laws. President Bush's globetrotting continues this week as USA's senior White House correspondent Connie Lan reports from Washington.
He travels to South Korea for the APEC summit, Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation meetings. Before that, he delivers a speech on terrorism at the Elmendorf Air Force Base in Anchorage, Alaska. Then he is on to Japan, South Korea, China, and Mongolia. The president meets with most key Asian and Pacific leaders in separate and group sessions. Connie Lawn, USA Radio Network News, the White House.
You're listening to USA Radio Network News.
Do you need to get your credit under control, or do you just need help in rebuilding your credit? Christian Credit Counselors is a free service that will help you consolidate your debts in 20 minutes. The creditors pay us to help you. We can make paying your bills hassle-free while you get out of debt and improve your credit rating. Call Christian Credit Counselors toll-free at 877-348-FREE. Christian Credit Counselors, 877-348-FREE.
Not available in all states.
An Amber Alert's been issued in Pennsylvania. 14-year-old Kara Beth Borden missing after the murder of her parents by 18-year-old David Ludwig. He was last seen operating a red Volkswagen Jetta bearing Pennsylvania plates. A series of tornadoes struck north of Des Moines, Iowa Saturday evening. An 82-year-old woman died and the twisters damaged at least 45 homes. 9 communities in all were affected. Times are tough in some regards for the Republican Party, but things can change. That's according to the chairman of the Republican National Committee. Ken Melman telling NBC's Meet the Press the GOP has a year to turn things around before the next election.
Because the voters will correctly see that this party is the party of change and the party that is transforming government to deal with the challenges we face. But is today a difficult day? Sure. Our politics today are tough. We need to be in a place in a year. The election's not tomorrow, it's in a year.
He says Republicans will reduce spending, increase refining capacity, move forward with the war on terror, and continue efforts to control the border. More news at usaradio.com. I'm Jack DeRate reporting on the USA Radio Network.
what some people are saying about your morning with Jim Harrington and friends.
Good morning, this is Homer J. Simpson, and I really love listening to Your Morning with Jim Harrington and friends. But I love donuts more. No.
You'll love us with donuts or anything else you're having for breakfast. Your Morning with Jim Harrington and friends. Right here.
6 to 10 Eastern Time on the Talkstar Radio Network.
When I'm under, I'm weightless, floating away, and all I think about is doing it again.
Michael Swan is under the influence of his volunteer swim coach. Spending a little time coaching, he helps Michael stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to the Talkstar Radio Network. For the finest and informative and interactive talk radio programming, it's the Talkstar Radio Network, available live via your local radio station and on the Internet at talkstarradio.com. Your feedback is important to us. Email us at talkstarradio.com. And now, from Washington, the Inside Scoop. All the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. We're discussing the network of torture, prison, concentration camps, whatever you want to call them, that Mel Sembler and his wife Betty Sembler conducted as part of Straight Inc. Now, they didn't call them camps. They called them drug rehab centers. And they gave $21 million to George Bush's Republican Party, and therefore Mel Sembler was appointed ambassador, first by George Bush Sr. to Australia for 4 years, and then by George Bush Jr. to Italy for 4 years. And indeed, some people on the blog have questioned whether these places, these drug rehab centers, should be called prison camps or concentration camps. And one of the people, in fact, a person I have on the line right now who helped survive these camps, defends calling them concentration camps on the blog. This is what William writes from Virginia. He would say, I would say that in and of itself, a typical Straight Inc. warehouse lockdown facility, complete with guarded doors, guards posted at the end of each row of chairs in which the group of clients sat, was definitely a type of concentration camp. We were cut off from all communication from the outside world, fed small portions, allowed little sleep, coerced into talking a certain way group speak, using only an authorized vocabulary, never allowed outside during daylight hours in the first and second phases, forced to flap our arms like stark raving mad Tanzanian devils, forced to stand in line with our toes touching the heels of the person in front of us, and subjected daily to a slew of other systematically abusive and torturous experiences because we were labeled as druggies and addicts. Not everyone went voluntarily, mind you. Some kids were court-ordered. William, you wrote this on the blog, right?
That's correct.
That was you. I thought that was you. How would you, and again, I think you expressed it very eloquently right there on the blog, but you understand that there are people who've never heard this story before who think it sounds pretty darn incredible that this happened in America, and we don't have concentration camps in America. How would you explain to these people who mean well, just have a hard time believing this is true, how would you explain to them how it was allowed to occur?
Well, I would say that it's still happening and that they should tune in because it's still going on.
Where is it still going on?
The one program was mentioned, Safe Incorporated.
Right. I'm going to go back to John Gorenfeld and Dr. Treebach. I know they know more about that. Let me just ask you before we go. Yeah, tell me specifically, how did you get out of this?
Well, I actually graduated. It was called Seven Stepping. And then it was like 6 months of aftercare, and then that was it. We were not allowed to associate with people in the program anymore, and then we just had to move on with our lives.
Did they tell you you couldn't talk about it?
Pretty much, yeah. Anytime we were in the building or anything that went in the building, we couldn't, or went on in the building, we were not able to say anything about that to anybody outside the program.
William, were you ever asked by people in the program to mistreat other teenagers? I mean, I don't mean to get you in any trouble here, but so you don't have to give me specifics. But we're I don't want to ask you specifically. I want to be fair. Were teenagers encouraged to mistreat other teenagers?
Well, I would say that the entire program was mistreatment. So in that respect, yes. I mean, if you were complying with the program, then you were actually mistreating each other. It was like a collective effort there. Some staff members, I would term it as got off on doing worse things to people than others. But, you know, I mean, the whole treatment method itself is abusive. It's systematic. It's abuse. That's the main focus of my life now is trying to get people to understand that it's still happening and it's still Straight Incorporated. It's not called Straight Incorporated, but it's all over documents and things like that.
Well, William, I really want to thank you for your call. I know you tried to call in Thursday. You called at the end. You waited, I think, an hour to talk today. Is there any last thing you want to say to people about this? What can they do to stop this kind of treatment?
Well, I would say write to Congressman Miller, who's sponsoring the Institutionalized Child Abuse Act of 2005.
George Miller of California is trying to shut these things down.
Yes, and the problem that we're seeing with that at this time is John Boehner, who is the chairman of the House Education and Workforce Committee, is on the advisory board of Kids Helping Kids, which is basically Straight Incorporated up there in Cincinnati.
So in other words, this kind of abuse is continuing today with the congressman, the very powerful John Boehner of Ohio, head of the House Workforce and Education Committee, defending this kind of stuff still going on?
Yes, I have an email that I got. It was a copy of from a parent who complained about the program, who's actually made statements with us and our complaints that we've sent to the licensing agency in Ohio that licenses Kids Helping Kids, and he says that him and he names a few other people who are like his constituents who fully support the program.
William,
and thank you for your comments and this and that. So.
William, thank you so much for calling in the Inside Scoop and sharing what happened to you. When we come back, I'm going to get back with Dr. Trebach and John Gorenfeld to find out how this kind of thing is still continuing under a program perversely named Kids Helping Kids. Who is supporting this torture in America? Back right after this.
They're always talking about the number of people without health insurance, but what about those without dental coverage? If you're self-employed, retired, or your employer just doesn't provide dental insurance, there is an $11.95 a month solution that saves you up to 30, 50, and even 60% on dental services. And because this isn't insurance, there are no turndowns, no claim forms, no waiting periods, no runaround. And this nationwide program covers cleaning, restorations, and cosmetic dentistry. Get the whole story online. You don't have to talk to anyone if you don't want to. There's even a form to email to get a list of all the providers in your area. Go to www.1195dental.com. You type in the numbers 1195 followed by the word dental, dental.com. 1195dental.com is here to help. And check out our low prices for family memberships.
Is the burden of large credit card debt getting too heavy for you to carry alone? Call Debt Relief of America. They are expert debt negotiators that go to work for you to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt.
Within 3 months, I was debt-free and the collection hassle stopped.
I was buried in debt with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
My wife and I both feel Debt Relief of America is a godsend.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. You will get a step-by-step plan on how Debt Relief of America can help you wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. Call 800-509-5495. 800-509-5495. One call could literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-509-5495. 800-509-5495.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. One of the things the government does not want you to know is that it's appointing as ambassador people that should be better off put in prison. Things like rape rooms don't just occur in Saddam Hussein's Iraq or even in Abu Ghraib prison. They occur right here in America. People are tortured. Patty writes on the blogs that someone else tortured at Straight Inc. She writes, I also had no drug problem when I was deceived and left at Straight Inc. For 6.5 consecutive months, I was deprived of sleep, nutrition, sunlight, communication with almost anyone, meaning she could only communicate with staff in the group. She spoke to her parents a grand total of 15 minutes during the 6.5 months. 5 minutes was all the meetings they would allow. She was put in withdrawal every single day, deprived of clean clothes, her own clothes, clean sheets, privacy, even when going to the bathroom or showering, deprived of sleeping alone in a bed. Many teens had scabies left untreated for months. It just goes on and on and on. And I know there are a lot of you out there because the lines have been busy ever since I began this show. And the worst part is, it seems to still be continuing today. There are two main groups, actually three, I guess, that have been mentioned. One is SAFE. One is called Kids Helping Kids. And one is called WASP. They sound innocent. Dr. Treibach, who has spent really 2 decades trying to shut this kind of thing down, it is still continuing today. Is that right?
Yes, I just wanted to make a few quick points, because I think we would all rather hear from the people who have been there.
Okay.
First point, I don't blame this on the Republicans. It's not a Republican plot, because the Democrats, while they're not as bad as the Republicans in this case, have done nothing, really, to change the situation. Secondly...
Well, there is the bill from George Miller in California, right?
Pardon me?
I know there's a bill from Democrat George Miller in California that would shut it down. Just want to...
Yeah. Okay. I mean, there are, you know, the Democrats are better, but no you don't hear the Democratic Party taking a position on this.
That's horror. True, and they need to.
And the other thing is that when you listen to the last gentleman, was that William?
That was William from Virginia.
Yeah. Listen to what William had to say. And I've heard everything he said. I could back up with documentation.
Okay.
What he's saying is absolutely true.
Including rape and attempted murder?
The underlying part of it is that the problem here is millions of good American people believe that drugs are so fearsome that you must virtually destroy children in order to save them from drugs. That is the essence of the problem. His pastor, his parents, all his friends, I mean, you know, the community wanted him in there. So we've got a big job to do here, which is to convince people that our fears of drugs are vastly overrated. They're here, but we can live with them with their presence. And if kids are suspected of using drugs, or even if they use them, it is not proper to destroy the children because they might be near some drugs.
Dr. Treibach,
those are the only points I want.
Well, I do have 2 quick points more for you before you leave. I do want to ask you.
I'm going. Keep listening.
Fair enough. Tell me about the programs that exist today, because for all the horrors of Straight Inc. that most of those stories are 15, 20 years old. Tell me about SAFE or WASP or Kids Helping Kids.
Well, every time I look at, a current program, it sounds to me very much like the previous ones. And I've had people come to conferences I've run periodically, you know, through the Treibach Institute. I have run conferences with survivors. And I invite in people who've got kids in, say, SAFE.
Okay.
Right? And they defend it. They stand up and say, look, my kid was saved by SAFE. So what you've got going on today, to my knowledge, and I don't know about all of them, I can't keep up with all of them, is you've got the descendants, you've got copycat situations that are very much like Straight and that have many of its same features. But I will not claim I've kept up with all of them. I can't do it.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that someone writes on my blog today. She lists herself as anonymous, KHK, she writes. A KHK survivor, she writes, I was in Kids Helping Kids in Hebron, Kentucky in 1989. I was sexually assaulted by an old comer there. The program never reported it to the police. It was under the tenure of Penny Walker, who is still the executive director of Kids Helping Kids in Milford, Ohio. While I was there, I saw boys' arms broken from violent restraining techniques used by staff and phases of the program. Staff lied to the parents about how the boy's arm got broken by stating he was out of control and punched the wall. John, are you aware of these kinds of things still continuing?
John Gornfeld. They're just incredibly widespread. It's particularly at WASP. The one thing about these stories that people need to remember is that they encountered the law, and the law pronounced these things illegal. These places were largely shut. The old places, the first wave that produced this Bush crony, was shut down. Today, the new model, the new trend, the new wave is to ship this teen punishment overseas beyond the reach of the law with this Utah-based company called WASP, for example, where the New York Times reported, and this is something that Representative Miller demanded that Attorney General John Ashcroft look into, was the use of things like dog cages, pepper spray, stuff that you'd expect to see at Guantanamo Bay, rather than used on American teenagers. And the State Department basically tells you on their website, look, we're not responsible for anything that might happen to your kid when you sign him over to this company that takes him outside of United States human rights protection.
I have another anonymous listener who writes exactly what you say, John. I hope that Tranquility Bay and WASP, which is
right,
spelled
that's the one in Jamaica.
WWASP, might be looked at. WASP is the umbrella organization that has facilities in the U.S. and Jamaica and Costa Rica. Mexico, American Samoa, and the Czech Republic have been raided and shut down amid abuse allegations. A lot of people have posted links. There's a lot of information here, folks. It's frankly, we've just exposed the tip of the iceberg, and we'll be right back with more of the Inside Scoop right after this.
Do you sell dietary supplements? If so, you may know that the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission regulate your sales presentations. Violation of the federal rules can lead to stiff penalties. You really must know the law. Fortunately, help is just a phone call away. Law Talk Incorporated has produced a CD series. 4-CD interviews with renowned attorney Jonathan W. Emord that explain the legal limits on sales presentations. The CD series guides you through FDA and FTC regulation, explaining the law that governs sales presentations, website content, and health claims, as well as global restrictions on supplement sales. This is a must-buy for network marketers and supplement companies alike. To obtain the CD series, call 1-888-RU-FREE-1. 1-888-RU-FREE-1. That's 1-888-783-7331. Call today.
Say, do you or a member of your family suffer from acne? Do you take prescription drugs and get little or no relief? Is your skin always dry and itching and peeling due to the side effects of chemicals and drugs? Do you have trouble looking in the mirror and being happy with what you see? Do you avoid going out in the world due to your acne? Are you spending ridiculous amounts of money with little or no results? Well, you may find relief. Relief is available to most sufferers online at healthstarproducts.com. It's guaranteed or you get your money back, and you've got 90 days to decide. Look it up for yourself online at HealthStar Products, H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. Go to www.healthstarproducts.com and find out about the acne program. Find out if it works for you or a member of your family. If it doesn't, you get your money back.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. We're discussing a nationwide problem, drug rehab centers that have become the equivalent of torture, prison, or concentration camps. I know that's a very strong term, but I don't know that it's not warranted. In fact, Dr. Arnold Triebach, who spent a couple decades trying to shut down these kinds of things, was telling me before the show today about an experience he had with a former drug czar. Dr. Triebach, tell that story to our listeners, please.
I will summarize it quickly. About 16 years ago, I was invited to a big conference in Australia, and I was on a panel that was an international panel, and one of the speakers, his name is Donald Ian McDonald, got up and started blasting me, saying, I've been ambushed. I didn't realize Trebek was going to be here. I'm outraged, and, you know, I don't like what he stands for. It was a vicious personal attack. And I then got up and said, you know, you have exposed the cruel heart that beats at the core of American drug policy. And what we've, by the way, let me skip ahead for a second, Mark.
Yeah.
What we've heard today, in my mind, is documentation of the madness, the irrationality that is at the core of our approach to dealing with the drug problem.
Right.
Anyhow, at that night at dinner, the American ambassador, who I had never met, never heard of, stood up and said, I want to welcome Dr. McDonald and Mr. Trebek here. I think this has been a wonderful conference. And by the way, I have some knowledge of this because I started a program that's helped thousands of kids. It's called Straight Incorporated. At that point, my wife and I almost levitated out of our chairs, and we started whispering. We were at a table with foreign officials, and one of them asked me, what are you so excited about? And I explained that, my gosh, the American ambassador is talking about one of the worst features of American life. And I explained it quietly, whereupon the Dutch drug czar sitting next to me said, oh, yes, I know about the program, Hitlerjugend.
Hitler youth.
I mean, this is the impression that, you know, it's quite accurate to say that this is, you know, like a foreign element within the free American society.
And I'd like to go to yet another survivor of Straight Inc., and I know the lines have been busy, and that's why I've been getting lots of emails, and you can always write on the blog at RadioInsideScoop.com, but we have another survivor, Samantha from Philadelphia. Thank you for hanging on so long. Welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hi, thank you so much for doing this.
Tell us about your experience, Samantha.
Well, my experience isn't any different than anybody else that was there. I do, you know, let me try to clarify a few things. Do we blame the Republicans? Well, actually, we blame the entire federal government in the state of Florida for allowing this cancer to grow so quickly and so rapidly. And the fact that this is now in light and that they still to allow it to happen is an absolute disgrace. So do we blame the Republicans? At this point in time, yes, because they are there. They are in office and they know what's happening. So it should stop.
And you're
second
saying,
of all,
yeah,
is it
ahead.
A concentration camp? Absolutely, because a concentration camp is where they hold people either of crimes or political dissidents into an area where they are confined and denied any outside contact. In fact, yes, it is a concentration camp, which slaps each and every one of us in the face because Mel Semler is a man who has been honored by the Florida Holocaust Museum in St. Petersburg, Florida, 3 years in a row.
It is shocking stuff. In
it
fact,
is very shocking.
Let me ask you this. You talk not just about the federal government, but the government of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, John Gornfeld, Governor Jeb Bush, what is his involvement with any of this?
Governor Jeb Bush has honored the Semblers, the people who started all this, as humanitarian anti-drug heroes. There's this tremendous insulation from reality. We talked before about this fabulous palace that George W. Bush signed into law as being renamed for this guy. This has never been done for any diplomat in U.S. history who's still alive. Even Ben Franklin never got an honor like this. And Jeb Bush's role, he named a Betty Semler Day in 2000 to honor her her work protecting children from drugs, he said, and referred to her as ambassadorable.
And you tell and what Samantha says about there's a Holocaust museum in Florida that Mel Semler is taking credit for?
Yeah, well, he's a major backer of it. Of course, it's a great way to shield yourself behind the idea that you're a wonderful humanitarian who started a local Holocaust center. Of course, the locals have observed the irony of this, and it gives the ambassador the ability to say, oh, these people are just anti-Semites, which is, of course, ridiculous.
The irony is understated that a man who conducted his own concentration camp should build a Holocaust museum to try to take the attention off of exactly what he did. We still have lots of time. Samantha, I want you to stay on the line. I know you have a lot more to say. You've hung on a long time. And when the lines are free, the toll-free number will be 877-528-TALK. If you can't get through, and I know the line's been busy this entire show, Comment on the blog at www.radioinsidescoop.com. I am trying to read a comment from each and every survivor that posts on the blog. We need to know about this. We need to follow it. We need to shut these places down. And we need to kick out the people in government defending these people. We'll be right back after this.
This is Newsbreak. An Amber Alert's been issued in Pennsylvania. Authorities reporting a 14-year-old girl is missing after the murder of her parents. Authorities allege the murder was carried out by 18-year-old David Ludwig. Ludwig last seen driving a red Volkswagen Jetta bearing Pennsylvania plates. Authorities in Iowa continue to go door-to-door and check for injuries and gas leaks after a series of tornadoes last evening. An elderly woman is the only reported fatality so far. More than 45 homes have been damaged. 9 communities in total were affected. Pakistan's president says he's reasonably sure American facilities will not be targeted in his country as they were in Jordan. Pervez Musharraf telling CNN's Late Edition his country has not had a terrorist attack in almost 1.5 years. A Jordanian official says the confession of a failed suicide bomber was shown on television today for the benefit of his countrymen. The official telling CNN's Late Edition, Jordan has gone through a lot since dozens of people were killed in a trio of hotel bombings in Amman last week. More news at USAradio.com. I'm Jack DeRate.
The following from News Broadcast Network.
Sun, chlorine, styling, and coloring are not the only damaging factors to hair. Joanne Crudell, Unilever Director of Consumer Technical Insights and Product Claims, gets to the root of the problem.
Some shampoos can strip hair of its natural oils and moisturizers, leaving it vulnerable to damaging factors. Using a mild shampoo formula with less harsh cleansers, as found in our new reformulated Dove shampoos, offer women a better kind of clean by keeping the good stuff in the hair where it belongs.
For information on mild shampoos, visit Dove.com. I'm Gail Humphrey.
The best way for people with asthma and other underlying medical conditions such as COPD to protect themselves is by getting an influenza vaccination every year. For more information on the flu and the importance of annual vaccinations, contact your local health care provider or visit the American Lung Association's online flu clinic locator at lungusa.org. I'm Lee.
I'm Terry Graydon with our daily update from the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network. Researchers have known for some time that if a pregnant woman has too little of the B vitamin called folic acid, her developing fetus is at risk of birth defects. That's why foods have been fortified with folic acid. Now, Dutch researchers report that vitamin B12 may also play a key role in preventing some of those defects. Although this study is preliminary, it does suggest that adequate B vitamin levels are crucial for the normal development of the spinal cord and nervous system.
Many people become anxious when a doctor or nurse takes their blood pressure. If the readings are elevated, experts call this white coat hypertension. But what if blood pressure is lower in the doctor's office than at home? Researchers in France have found that home blood pressure readings are a much better predictor of future heart trouble than measurements in the doctor's office.
This is Joe Graydon and the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. We are exposing a network of drug rehab centers that have turned into concentration camps. It happened 15 years ago. It happened 10 years ago. It continues to happen today. And the people that do it are being feted by the Republican Party, by George Bush and his brother Jeb Bush. The ringleader is Mel Sembler. He is actually getting a palace dedicated to him in Rome with $30 million of your taxpayer money. And meanwhile, we hear from survivor after survivor of Mel Sembler's torture techniques. We have someone named Brian who writes on the blog. What many people don't realize is the long-term effects of these kinds of treatment facilities. Understand that our unsung heroes like Ginger Warbus, Sammy Monroe, Richard Branberry, Wes Fager, and others, these people are only touching on the depth of the torture of these programs. This leads to post-traumatic stress disorder, bipolar disorder, suicides, domestic violence, crime rate increase, and many other vile and societal harmful things caused today because of the past of Straight Incorporated. He goes on to say that we straight survivors have not had our final and legal vengeance yet because we've yet to find an attorney creative enough to hear us, to get past the cronies and their effects on statute of limitations and suit caps that many of the survivors are just beginning to wake up and remember what happened to us 10, 15, 25 years ago. You can read the rest of what Brian had to write on RadioInsideScoop.com. I have one of those unsung heroes, Samantha from Philadelphia. Samantha, welcome back to the Inside Scoop.
Hi, thank you.
Tell me this. Why haven't you, or have you, gotten a lawyer and sued these people and gotten them to pay for what they did?
Well, when I first escaped from Strait, or the final time I escaped from Strait, I actually went to Pernick and Carroll Attorney at Laws and tried to file charges against them. It turned out that Pernick and Carroll happened to have been on the board of directors of Strait Incorporated. So every attorney I tried to turn to when I was younger had connections with assemblers or just didn't want to touch anything that had to do with drug rehabilitation. As I got older, I kind of basically tried to get on with the rest of my life. And when I came out of the haze a couple years ago and realized the audacity of these people and what had happened to me and the reality of it, they told me it was too late. The funny, or not so much funny, but the irony of it is, you know, when Betty and Mel were asked about the abuses that occurred with me, they never denied it. They laughed and said, well, the statute of limitations have run out. They've always laughed about that in my face, to me personally, and to a lot of other people who have asked them this question. You don't deny this.
Let me be clear. As a lawyer, that legislators have the power to extend statutes of limitation, and this would be a perfect example that needs to be extended. And frankly, to the extent that it's still going on today, that's clear.
The fact that it's still going on today, there is growing together in Lake Worth, Florida, that is an exact spin-off. People that were in Strait Incorporated trained the people at Growing Together. Same thing with SAFE, Kids Helping Kids in Cincinnati, Worldwide Association of Specialty Schools, CEDU, Teen Health Industry. You know, because I am so obsessed about this crime that was committed against me, I devoted a large amount of time basically linking everybody up, and it seems that one after the other is connected with the next person in line. It's a domino effect of this very sick and twisted activity.
Samantha, if you could please do me and particularly my listeners a favor, and when this show is done, if you could write on the blog, on the website, a list of the programs that you believe are connected to Strait so that maybe some parent will see it and not send their child to be tortured as you were. Will you do that
Absolutely.
For me, please?
Absolutely, but the best thing that I can do is give you a link to thestraits.com because it is already all written out there. Any parent that is trying to find help for their child, please, please, please look at thestraits.com. Contact the Fornets Board. Ask Ginger Warbus. We know these people. We can give you documentation after documentation, not stories that we've made up, but actual documentation of the crimes that these people have committed and their connections to one another.
And it's called thestraits.com,
thestraights.com. Correct.
Okay, thank you very much for your call, Samantha.
Thank you so much. And I want to tell you one more thing.
Yes.
I myself witnessed a child who was strangled almost to the point of dying in this program. He was 14 years old. I watched another young man who was picked up by his arm and flung to the floor by Reverend Miller Newton at that time. I watched a girl who was ripped by her hair by this Miller Newton who ran my specific program. This man is now an Antioch priest. He ripped this girl by her hair out of group and said, I want this girl the F out of my group. There is a man by the name of Dr. Burns down in Sarasota, Florida, who was on the school board, who was hired by Strait Incorporated to come in. This man has said he is willing to testify on our behalf. He will tell you the truth of what happened. A man who worked for that program will tell you the truth of what happened. Please don't let this die.
Samantha, I'll tell you what I will do personally. I will talk to the people I know, and they are Democrats, but I will talk. I know some Republicans as well on the House Judiciary Committee. I used to work there. And I will talk to them about holding hearings into what happened then and what's going now. I don't know that I'll do any good, but I will do my best to try to get congressional hearings here. And I'll tell you this, if they tell me no, I'm going to come back on this radio show and let you know exactly who's obstructing hearings into this. Is that fair, Samantha?
That is so fair, and I will be willing to go and speak anywhere to anybody.
All right.
At any time.
We're going to get to the bottom of this. And I'll tell you this. I understand, John, in fact, that some TV channels are now picking up this story. Is that right?
TV channel. Well, there's not a lot of media attention to it.
Well, one thing you said, excuse me, I was looking at your notes here. Back in 1992, when it was shut down, there was a Tampa station that did a four-part investigation into this.
There was that one really bizarre story during the 2000 election that came out on Tampa TV also, where this girl, Leah Marchessault, who was 16, got dragged into this program. Basically, her mother, they were really preying on her mother's fears that they would let her sister out of this program unless she committed both her kids into it. But back in 1992, this is an example that the first Bush knew about, and the Bush family knew about some of the horrors at Strait, which was in the process of being dismantled by lawsuits, yanked licenses. WTVT Channel 13 in Tampa did a four-part series about Strait and asked the first President Bush whether he was how he felt about the fact that his current ambassador to Australia was responsible for this. And Bush 41 replied through a spokesman, "I believe that if these allegations are true, this organization should be fully investigated." And yet, flash forward to this year, and you have George W. Bush signing a law dedicating this fabulous palace to Melvin Sembler, the director of this program. It's like something from an Edgar Allan Poe story as far as insulating yourself from human suffering in these fabulous Roman palaces.
John, is there any way, and let's try to be fair to these politicians, is there any way that George Bush Sr., Jeb Bush, George W. Bush don't know about these allegations, have never heard these allegations, actually think that Mel Sembler is out there fighting drugs? Is that possible?
It's hard to tell whether they really believe this or whether they just want his money, which would certainly seem to be an important priority for them.
But the allegations they've heard, they've been public enough.
They've been aired, especially around the time that Strait was closed for various criminal activity, 92, 93, all of these clinics. There was so much media attention to this that it was even threatening to come up during the hearings in 1989, in which the first George Bush was naming, was trying to push through two Strait directors to ambassador jobs. By the way, they both got them, but during the process, these people were so underqualified. The other Strait director only had a high school education, but they had given so much money. They had been supporters of the first George Bush since 1979, so he really owed them. And
one more thing you were telling me, that the State Health Department Inspector General, Lowell Clary,
right.
Tell me what you were telling me, what he discovered.
Well, what Lowell Clary discovered in 1993, this is right after Clinton gets into office, and Richard Bradbury, the caller earlier, had delivered some documents to him, whistleblower sort of stuff that touched off this investigation. The question was, why wasn't this place shut down years ago? Why did it have its license from 1989 to 93? And the answer that he found was that phone calls from highly placed Republican state senators in Florida pressured these clinics into staying open, pressured the health department into ignoring and sweeping under the rug what they were discovering
about
teens being beaten up, tied to chairs, stomped on.
Let me repeat this, because it's a very powerful allegation you're saying. You're saying that state Republican officials in the state of Florida forced these clinics to stay open, actually told the state health department inspector general to shut up, mind his own business, and leave these clinics open?
It's not certain, but the state and health department inspector general said that there was very strong evidence for it, and talked about how the head of Strait had used political pressure to twist arms and to keep these open, and to basically tell these inspectors, no matter what you find here, these places are going to stay open. And one inspector was told, if you do differently, I will fire you on the spot. So this is under a tremendous... Let's look at the time this was happening. This is 1989. This guy's angling to become a diplomat to Australia. And so there's this tremendous political pressure not to tarnish Bush's choice to make him diplomat by sweeping this under the rug. Remember, this was also a program, despite being horrifying and closed down, it was named one of the 1,000 points of light. I don't know how many of you listeners
remember
that.
By George Bush Sr. He called it 1,000 points of light.
1,000 points of light award, and this was sort of a centerpiece of it, and Princess Diana had come by to endorse it and had her picture.
I don't know. It sounds to me like Theresienstadt, which was the show camp by the Nazis, as far as I'm concerned. My listeners, by the way, have found out there is a show on this. this tonight. We've helped break the story. It's going to be on WCPO in Cincinnati at 11 p.m., an exposure of kids helping kids. We're already doing some good. We're bringing this to a wider audience. And now there's actually a line open, 877-528-TALK. We'll be right back with Andrea from Cincinnati. Maybe she knows something about this show right after this.
Johnny Reese is a major league pitcher who has always had a talent for striking people out. Teams fell over themselves trying to recruit the young man with a menacing fastball. But baseball isn't his only talent. You see, he's also a major league hitman, a contract killer who likes his work. Reese can do more than strike you out. He can eliminate you altogether. Jack Kane, a retired New York City detective, has a talent of his own, catching bad guys. When it comes to murder investigations, Jack Kane is a big leaguer, too. For action and suspense, Squeeze Play by Jim Harrington is a grand slam. You can buy a Squeeze Play at all your favorite online booksellers. But for Talkstar Radio listeners, this is a special deal. Buy Squeeze Play now at a special discounted price and receive a signed autographed copy from the author. Buy yours now at yourmorning.com. Buy yours for the holidays today, yourmorning.com.
If you have more than $7,500 in credit card debt, listen to these shocking facts. Debt can ruin your life. A great number of all marriages end in divorce due to financial problems. Many American families are only a few paychecks away from bankruptcy. There are secret programs that credit card companies don't want you to know about that will eliminate your debt. If you are drowning in credit card debt, there is a way out. Debt Relief of America can negotiate directly with your creditors to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. Learn how to avoid bankruptcy and get more cash in your pocket. Call Debt Relief of America for a free debt analysis by one of their debt relief specialists. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-936-1264. 800-936-1264. For your free information, call now. 800-936-1264. 800-936-1264. From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. We're discussing Straight Inc. A number of people have written on the blog. Larry Nelson writes, I was forced into Straight Inc. in 1977 by some people from The Seed, another program that started this whole mess. I remember the staff members hovering over me like fresh meat, and by the grace of God and my two winged feet, I escaped into the wilderness. After not being able to function, I had myself committed to the Life program, paid the bill myself, I left on bad terms, and Helen Peterman and Nancy Reagan had my VA pension taken away. It just goes on and on and on, and then the question is, well, did people know about it? Well, as Wes Fager points out on the blog, Governor Jeb Bush is on the advisory board for Straight under its current name, Drug Free America Foundation, along with his wife Columbia and his lieutenant governor, Tony Jendings. DFAF is funded by the U.S. government. Lay writes, before Melvin Sembler was appointed as the ambassador to Italy, a large number of survivors, including parents, made our protests known. One, to our individual state senators' representatives. Two, to the White House. Three, to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, who appointed Sembler. We presented our case. We made our protest known. We made a big noise, but they appointed Sembler anyway. He made no mention, of course, Sembler didn't, Lay writes, of the fact that the program had been shut down for inhumane treatment, neglect, and child abuse. But we knew. After all, that was Sembler's point. No one cared about what a bunch of lying, druggy cockroaches had to say. We have Amy, who writes, she was in one of the earliest incarnations of these programs called The Seed, started in Florida by Art Barker. Seedlings abusing each other was, in fact, required. It was how you proved you were actually straight. She was 12 when she went into the program. She had never been high, she writes. The staff lied to her parents, saying she'd done drugs so her parents would admit her into the program, and her parents still say it saved her life. There's a lot more on the blog. There's a lot of information here. There are people on the line. Let's go to Andrea in Cincinnati. Andrea, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
I am the anonymous poster about kids helping kids in Hebron, Kentucky.
Thank you for posting. You know there's going to be something on TV tonight in Cincinnati. Are you part of that?
I don't care to comment on that.
All right, fair enough. You don't have to.
I'm going
to
be on.
Tell me what you saw and what you know.
Well, personally, I was sexually assaulted there by an old comer.
Oh, my God.
And I told the program after that person graduated, I didn't feel comfortable reporting it until that person was gone out of my sight. Because when you're in a program with a straight incorporated tactic in place, you don't have any power. And the reason you don't is because the old comers have to be, they're proving that they're getting straight or programmed or whatever you would like to call it. And they have to follow the rules to move ahead. And they have complete power over you. So I didn't feel comfortable reporting it because I didn't feel like I was going to be believed anyway.
And as Leigh has written, a number of you tried to stop Melvin Sembler back when he was appointed ambassador to Italy in 2001, and apparently no one listened to you. I was working in Congress at that time. I didn't hear about this. Sounds like it's been swept under the rug pretty well.
Yes. I reported it to senior staff, and then they reported it to probably executive staff, definitely executive staff, because my family counselor there was executive staff. And that was under Penny Walker's tenure. It was never reported to the police. I witnessed many different things in there. Violent physical restraints, heads being smashed against walls, onto the floors. We rarely got to go outside. We had a fluorescent tinge on our skins.
You had what?
We had a fluorescent tinge on our skin from the fluorescent lighting because we were inside there constantly.
Because they wouldn't let you out.
Yeah, it was almost like a jaundice look.
And they wouldn't let you talk to your parents?
No, and in fact, on my intake, they call it an intake there, I requested, because I was so upset, I requested to see my minister and was denied that as well. And I thought, well, geez, my minister certainly wouldn't be for drugs. You know, why wouldn't they let me see my minister? That was just really, that struck me at the time as being very odd.
Andrea, thank you for your call. I'm going to have to hang up on you so I can get to another caller, and we have to take a quick break. There is one line open. You can still be heard. 877-528-TALK. We'll be right back with the last few minutes of the Inside Scoop right after this.
Do you sell dietary supplements? If so, you may know that the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission regulate your sales presentations. Violation of the federal rules can lead to stiff penalties. You really must know the law. Fortunately, help is just a phone call away. Law Talk Incorporated has produced a CD series, 4-CD interviews with renowned attorney Jonathan W. Emord that explain the legal limits on sales presentations. The CD series guides you through FDA and FTC regulation, explaining the law that governs sales presentations, website content, and health claims, as well as global restrictions on supplement sales. This is a must-buy for network marketers and supplement companies alike. To obtain the CD series, call 1-888-RU-FREE-1. 1-888-RU-FREE-1. That's 1-888-783-7331. Call today.
There are times and occasions when only roses will do. Roses247.com searches rose growers all over the world for the season's very best and most special roses at the most reasonable prices. For this week's greatest selection of fresh, beautifully cultivated roses, chosen to convey just exactly the sentiment you want to express, get online to www.roses247.com. We've done all the screening and shopping for you. It's fast, easy, and safe to order online, just as hundreds of thousands do all the time. So for birthdays, anniversaries, special remembrances, or just to say you are very much loved, type in roses247.com. We're open around the clock at roses247.com. Roses say it best.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Only a few minutes left. I have to tell you, the lines have been full. Every single second someone gets off the phone, someone else calls. I know there's a lot more information on this. I promise to all of you listening to my voice, I will not let this story go by the wayside. I will do my best to make sure it gets investigated. Wes Fager writes on the blog, and I have to tell you, folks, I know some of you just listen on the radio. You never check out the blog. Please go to www.radioinsidescoop.com. There's a lot of good comments there. I've tried to read a lot of them, but I haven't been able to read all of them. But one of the most interesting is Wes writes that when Sembler, this is the state health inspector, found that the Republicans in Florida had stopped the attempt by the inspector to shut down these torture chambers, the Secretary of State, Donald Sullivan, resigned, ran as a Republican for Senate in Florida, won, and then was on a committee that oversaw Children's and Families, which would investigate Sembler if there was an investigation. You want a conspiracy? It's right there. It's quite strong. And I have to tell you, the comments I'm getting, Amy, who writes that at age 12, they told her they could read her mind, and she believed it. Imagine how terrifying her life was that year. I still have two straight survivors on the phone. I want to get to both of you. Ken from Cincinnati, thank you for calling in the Inside Scoop.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate that. I wanted to say to Andrea that my heart goes out to her. I'm really sorry for the pain that she must have endured, and I hope that she's found ways to heal.
You're a survivor too, Ken?
Yes, I am. I'm a survivor, but I wasn't in her program. I was in the straight program in Cincinnati from 82 to 84. I'm actually calling from Michigan, and the reason I'm calling, well, is I also witnessed a lot of atrocities.
What did you see?
Well, of course, I saw the starvation, and I saw people being slammed on the floor. I saw blood. I saw people being humiliated in many different ways. They were deprived of sleep, and they were never told when they were going to get out, and it was. I mean, the list goes on and on. I wanted to also say that that there was a bunch of people from Michigan, and the program eventually made its way up to the suburban Detroit area. And in 1993, when Strait closed down, they opened up a place called Pathway Family Center. And then that place spawned off from the Detroit area. There was a facility there, it still is, and now there's one in Indianapolis. It is growing like a cancer, and we have got to stop this.
And I'm going to do my best, Ken. I pledge to you and to everyone listening today that I will do my best to stop this. Ken, thank you for calling in. I'm sorry, I need to get to one more caller. We will do this subject again quickly. Sarah from Sarasota, welcome to the Inside Scoop. Sarah,
Hi, you're
on the line.
Hi, Mark.
We only have about a minute left, but please tell us.
Okay. Mark, I just wanted to, I forgot everything I was going to say, but anyway, kids helping kids can be directly linked back to the Strait program through LIFE, which is run from Helen Peterman, who came directly from Strait. Kids helping kids was actually seeded, pardon the pun, by 11 kids from the LIFE program.
So this stuff is spreading. It's still continuing to this day.
Yes. And it all began between Sarasota and St. Pete.
And Sarah, you're a survivor as well.
I was in the LIFE program.
You were in the LIFE program, and also the same beatings, tortures, you saw it all as well.
Hair pulling, slapping, moral degradation. Helen Peterman herself would walk into a room and stand people up and just start slamming them.
Sarah, thank you for calling in. I'm sorry our time is up, but I am not giving up on this story. I will do repeated stories on it until something is done about it. Thank you for calling in the Inside Scoop. Dr. Arnold Treibach, who spent 2 decades trying to stop this kind of abuse, thank you, sir, for your work. John Gorenfeld, the reporter who helped bring this story to my attention, thank you for your work. And whoever's doing a story in Cincinnati TV, let's keep the story going until these places are shut down. That's it for the Inside Scoop. We are not giving up on this story, but tune in tomorrow. We're having a more, I guess, normal show, Debate Monday, on what's going on in politics. Tune in, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Mark Levine signing off.